Deutschlandfunk Interview. Good morning, Mr. Redwood.
Good morning.
Why do you support the Prime Minister's internal market bill?
I support it because it's a necessary piece of legislation to ensure that we get the full benefit of our own single market and customs union when powers are restored to us on the 1st of January next year.
The EU says the internal market bill would break international law. Why does the Prime Minister damage trust in the UK?
International law is not quite the same as criminal law. It's a matter of interpretation. I do not think we would be violating international law at all, because I think what we're talking about here is an agreement between the United Kingdom and the European Union, which is ambiguous and contradictory, and which was only really a halfway house. And it assumed that we would go on to complete a proper agreement on all matters prior to our final exit from the European Union single market at the end of this year, and that so far has not happened. And I don't think that's breaking the law at all. I think it's just common sense and giving business certainty.
Northern Ireland Secretary Brendan Lewis, he declared this does break international law.
Well, I think he's wrong.
He's a member of the government.
It's not the government's view. It's because it's the government's legal advisers who come out and not confirm that view. I can't see that it's a breach of international law.
All five of Britain's living former prime ministers have expressed concern about the bill. Why don't you?
Well, I'm not surprised at all, because those five deliberately thwarted the wishes of the British people over the European issue time after time, which is why several of them left office, because they weren't meeting the views of the majority of the British people. David Cameron resigned expressly over that, because he did give us a referendum. We proved our point that the majority of the British people wanted to leave the European Union, and Mr. Cameron didn't feel he could serve the British people because he disagreed with us. And then Mrs. May left office because she failed to negotiate a strong and clear independence for the United Kingdom when we left the European Union, and her party was not happy, and so she left office because of it. So I'm not at all surprised that they're still taking a different view from the majority view in the United Kingdom.
If the UK government fails to honour the commitments that it signed up to last year, why trust and credibility would not be lost?
Well, I think our credibility will greatly be increased by the United Kingdom making it very clear to the rest of the world that we are going to be an independent sovereign country in control of our own single market and customs union. We have trade deals to do with the rest of the world. The European Union is trying desperate tactics to try and interpret the partial agreement last time in a certain direction, which is damaging to the United Kingdom's single market, customs union, and ability to have its own trade policy. So naturally, the United Kingdom will legislate to make its own decisions.
Why did the UK government sign this agreement?
Well, it signed it in good faith because it thought that it was going to lead on to a comprehensive settlement of these trade and border issues, which so far it has not done so. And it has a different view of the meaning of the agreement to the European Union view. The agreement in certain places makes very clear that Northern Ireland will be fully part of the United Kingdom's single market and customs union. And now the European Union is apparently, according to the government in the United Kingdom, trying to stop it being fully part of the United Kingdom's single market and customs union.
The bill says ministers can provide financial assistance to any person or company, which could mean it is overriding state aid rules set out in the withdrawal agreement. How the government can expect the EU to accept those changes?
Well, that's a matter for the European Union to negotiate, isn't it? But so far, the European Union has not been prepared to negotiate in a sensible spirit. The United Kingdom has sent the European Union a respectable free trade agreement based on free trade agreements the EU has signed with third countries. And we're told the EU won't sign one with us. Well, that is bad faith. So I'm not surprised that we in the British Parliament, with our government, have now decided to legislate to sort things out in our own way, because the European Union is not showing good faith on what was meant to be the centre of our new relationship, which was to be a free trade agreement.
Mr. Redwood, one of the key points is the level playing fields. Angela Merkel said, we don't want a dumping economy on the doorstep.
Well, they're not going to have a dumping economy on the doorstep. That's an extremely unpleasant way of characterising what the UK would be doing. The UK has made it very clear it will have its own high standards on state aids and food regulation and all the other things that matter to the British people as much as to the European Union. But we expect it to be done on the basis of mutual recognition in the way that it is with a third country. We don't expect the European Union to still be legislating over our heads and telling us what to do.
Now, the bill has passed its second reading. Lawmakers can try to insert revisions. Is that going to happen?
Doesn't look very likely, unless the government wants to amend it itself. I think in some areas the government would be quite wise to strengthen it a bit.
What areas?
Well, I mean, I'm particularly worried about this allegation that some in the government have been making. The European Union wishes to block our companies taking food from Great Britain to Northern Ireland. And I think we might need to strengthen the bill to make it very clear that, of course, that will continue.
What would be the interest of the EU?
No idea, but that's what we've been hearing. It's not something I've heard myself, so I can't confirm it, but nor have I heard a comprehensive denial by the European Union.
The EU has demanded Britain to scrap the main parts of the bill by the end of September, and that if not, there will be no trade deal at the end of the year. So do you consider that the UK is propelling towards a messy Brexit?
No, I think it would be a messy Brexit at all. I've always thought that leaving without a deal would be fine. I think it secures what we're trying to secure, which is an independent country that we can govern ourselves. Obviously, I would like a deal that was better than leaving with no deal, but there is absolutely no need to leave with a deal which is worse than leaving with no deal. And I think no deal from the UK position delivers a lot of what we want.
What would be the consequences of a hard border returning to the island of Ireland?
Well, nobody, I think, wants a hard border in Northern Ireland, and that's, of course, exactly what the government has in mind when it's making the changes it's making.
Which means?
Well, the British government is not going to be making the border hard. If the European Union is going to make the border hard, that is something the European Union has to explain to the peoples of the Republic and of Northern Ireland.
But you should deal with the consequences.
No, it's not my problem, because I'm not trying to impose a hard border. If the European Union wishes to impose a hard border, they need to talk to the Republic of Ireland. And it'd be nice if they talked to Northern Ireland as well about why they want to do that and what impact it's going to have.
Do you consider there will be a last-minute solution?
I've no idea. It doesn't look like it, because I think the European Union believes that Britain is going to give in again and just accept all the requirements of membership without actually being a member, which is not what the British people voted for.
John Redwood, many thanks.
Okay.